感谢主耶稣，我们可以在这边能够举开灵恩会。
We thank God we can hold a spiritual convocation.
我们请看箴言的十三章十五节。
Let's read Proverbs 13 verse 15.
箴言十三章十五节。
Proverbs 13 verse 15.
十三章十五节，美好的聪明使人蒙恩。奸诈人的道路崎岖难行。
Good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard.
今天我们来思考前面这一段话，美好的聪明使人蒙恩。
So we like to study the first section, good understanding gains favor.
很多人都喜欢智慧型的手机，像 iPhone 6.
A lot of people crave after newest gadget like iPhone 6.
因为它很聪明啊。
Because it's truly a smart device.
你跟 Siri 讲说，明天早上六点叫我起床。
You can tell Siri, wake me up tomorrow at 6.
它自动啊，它就会闹钟明天早上就会响。
And so tomorrow morning at 6, the alarm will wake you up.
所以聪明可以 gain favor, 就是很多人都会喜欢，很多人都会从它得好处。
This is why good understanding gains favor. A lot of people love it.
那我们今天不是要谈 iPhone, 我们今天是要谈一个人物叫亚比该。
Today we're not talking about iPhone, but a certain individual called Abigail.
我们来看撒母耳记上的25章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 25, verse 3.
我们把红线夹在撒母耳记上25章。
Let's give you a bookmark here.
我们来看他怎么样聪明，然后因他的聪明，他本身跟别人蒙什么恩。
Let's look at what her wisdom lies.And how she distinguishes herself from others.
那别人或者是他蒙到什么恩典？
And how other people gain favor because of her.
我们看到十五章的第三节。
Chapter 25, verse 3.
那人名叫拿巴，是加勒族的人，他的妻名叫亚比该，是聪明俊美的妇人。拿巴为人刚愎凶恶，请读。
The name of the man was Nabal.And the name of his wife, Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance.
这边特别在形容亚比该是一个聪明俊美的妇人。
Abigail was described as a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance.
如果我们仔细看圣经，先祖的太太一般都形容她们外表漂亮而已。
If you study the Bible carefully, most of the forefathers' wives are just called beautiful, described as beautiful.
比如说亚伯拉罕跟他太太讲，你是容貌俊美的妇人。
For instance, Abraham said to his wife that you're a beautiful woman.
圣经上形容撒拉杰哈利百加，他说是极其俊美的妇人。
Rebecca was a woman described as very beautiful.
那又形容拉杰是脸蛋好，身材也漂亮。
And Rachel was described as attractive looking with a nice figure.
但是很少一个姐妹啊，圣经上用聪明又漂亮来形容。
Very rarely do you come across a description of both beautiful appearance and good understanding for a woman.
我们觉得漂亮本身是主观的。
Being attractive is subjective.
因为情人眼里出西施，每个人感觉不一样。
Because Every person's perspective of aesthetics may be different.
但是我们学圣经啊，圣经本身就会给我们聪明。
But as we study the Bible, it will give us understanding.
那亚比该啊，他不但他特别强调他有 good understanding 哦，我想我们可以从他身上来得学习。
But the Abigail's description was not just on good understanding, but what she did.
我们来看她聪明的表现在哪里。
We can learn from her example being a wise woman.
我们获取到这个故事啊，谈到他们家大卫要来杀他们全家的男人。
The story talks about how David was about to embark on a mission to slaughter all the male in her household.
因为她老公得罪了大卫跟他的仆人啊。
Because Abigail's husband had offended David and his servants.
那这个事情仆人就很紧张，就跟亚比该这样讲。
Now, Nabal's servant was was panicking and told Abigail about what was going to
happen. 我们看二十五章的十七节。
Chapter 25, verse 17.
所以你当筹划，看怎么行才好。 不然祸患定要临到我主人和他全家，他性情凶暴，无人敢与他说话。
Now therefore know and consider what you will do, for harm is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a scoundrel that one cannot speak to him.
我想我们聪明的一个表现就是可以知道懂得筹划 know and consider what to do. 我们总懂得呢对我们未来的事情做一个计划。
So a demonstration of being wise is know and consider what to do and what you can plan for the future.
针对事情啊，所以你看那个十八节，他就赶紧的把两百饼啊，两皮太久了，还有一些碎子就是送一大堆的给大卫，因为大卫原来想要请求帮助的就是这些东西了。
And in verse 18, Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves of bread and a whole bunch of food and brought it over to David because this is what David had originally requested.
我们活在人间呢，也要学习做计划。
And as we live in this world, we naturally have to learn how to plan for our lives.
耶稣说，你们要盖一间大楼，不坐下来计算一下吗？
Lord Jesus says, when you're about to build a building, do you not first plan what you are going to do.
免得你立了地基后来盖不起来，人家会笑话你哦。
Otherwise, you may lay the foundation and not able to finish it, other people will consider you a laughing stock.
耶稣说，如果你有一万的军要去跟两万的军打，难道你不坐下来策划策划吗？
The Bible also says, if you have 100,000 strong army and you dare to take on 200,000 strong army, don't you first plan about this?
如果打不过，你是不是要赶快派个使者去求和呢？
And if you cannot overcome your enemy, wouldn't you first send an emissary to find truce?
以赛亚书十一章在介绍主耶稣的灵是什么样的灵呢？
What type of a spirit does the book of Isaiah describe God's spirit?
智慧跟聪明的灵。
It is a spirit of wisdom
and
understanding.
磨练跟能力的灵 counsel and might.
And the spirit of counsel and might.
什么叫 counsel? Counsel 就是你可以做计划哦。那你这个神的灵让你做计划，你又有 might， 你有能力把它计划实行出来。
What does counsel mean? Counsel means that you can plan, and might means you can execute the plan.
您有没有注意到日子真的过得很快？我们如果没有好好想怎么样继续往前走哦，我们中国话说是真的是混吃等死啊，吃饱喂狗了就是时间就一下过去了。
Have you noticed how time flies?Without our awareness, if we don't really plan for our lives, then we are just sitting around and eating, and very quickly we will grow old and die.
我们对小孩子的宗教教育有一个计划吗？
Do we have a plan for the religious education of our children?
什么时候他们圣经可以把它读完呢？
When can they finish reading Bible?
我们对自己的灵修家庭有没有什么想法跟计划呢？
Do we have any kind of goals or expectations for our family, for our spiritual life?
我们就让它这样任其发展吗？
Do we just let things take its own course?
我们都知道一个花园如果你不特意栽种呢，它就是长杂草。
We know that in a garden, if you don't plan to and pay particular attention to what you plant, naturally there will be just weeds growing.
所以主耶稣啊，让我们对我们的家、我们的教会、我们的生涯要一个目标，要一个计划。
So Lord Jesus expects us to plan and execute in all various aspects of our life, whether it be it a spiritual, family, or career.
有一个后来当传道娘了，她没有当传道娘的时候，她在做见证。
There is a sister who later became the wife of a minister, but before she became the wife, she testified this way.
她讲一句话我还记得，她说 "A life without examination is not worthy of living." 就是一个没有经过检验过的生命是不值得再活下去的。
So she made the statement, "A life without examination is not worth living."
她说每年呢，就是新年的开始呢，虽然她有一些家事甚至孩子要 take care， 但是呢每年一年开始他一定呢给自己放半天的假，拿他的 computer 呢跟就到 Starbucks 去了，就在那边待一个下午。
And so the sister testified that the first day of the year she would just set aside all things, spend half a day and bring her computer to Starbucks.
这不是把一年孩子他本身灵修个人要达成的事情都把它写好。
And she would make a planning for the entire year for herself, for the family, for the kids.
我们看亚比该聪明的第一个表现就是她有很明快的动作。
We see the wisdom in Abigail is that she made decisions and execute them very quickly.
有计划没有动作那是空谈。
Having a plan without execution is just mere empty talk.
我们来读二十节，我们来看她的动作。
Let's read verse 20 and how she acted.
二十五章二十节。
Chapter 25, verse 20.
亚比该骑着驴正下山坡。请读。
So it was as she rode on a donkey that she went down under cover of the hill.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
亚比该见大卫便急忙下驴。
Now when Abigail saw David, she dismounted quickly from the donkey.
所以我们看到她想说要赶快送东西，她马上走，她马上就是用急忙啊，这个动作是快的。
We can see that she immediately sent food to David, and then she immediately took action to meet up with David.
不快家里要死人啊，这个不快怎么行呢？
If she did not make haste, then there will be blood in her family.
我们看二十五章的三十四节。
Let's read verse 34.
这是大卫对亚比该说的哈。
This is what David commented to Abigail.
我指着阻止我加害于你的主以色列永生的神起誓，你若不速速的来迎接我。到明天早晨，还属拿巴的男丁必不留一个。所以大卫特别讲，速速的来迎接他了。
David especially mentioned that if you had not hurried and come to meet me，
所以我们呢、哦、有想法要有动作。
Then your family would be wiped out. So if we have any kind of plan, we need to follow it up with action.
有时候我们看到教会很多组织哈、哦，那都排得很好，但是好像不 function， 好像。它是死的组织。
We see that church may be very nicely organized, but if these individual branches do not function, then it's just like a dead organization.
不晓得你同不同意？你觉得教会哪一个组织最有效率？
Do you agree with this? Which member of the church organization do you feel it's most functional?
小弟觉得是职务会了。
I consider the council to be most functional.
那为什么执务会它比较有效率？我觉得它比较有效率呢。
Why do I consider the council to be more functional?
因为它每个月要开会。
Because it has to conduct monthly meetings.
每个月都要监把大家彼此提醒、彼此监督、勉励啊，有什么 action item 还没有把它做出来的，有什么东西还没有做的。
And the council is supposed to remind each other of what action item need to be carried out.
所以我们一定 要有一个动作，不要坐而谈啊，要有起而行啊。
So we need to execute with actions instead of just merely talk.
圣经上在形容亚历山大大帝怎么形容呢？
How does the Bible mention?
形容 Alexander the Great.
Okay, how does the history describe
Bible?
What does the Bible describe Alexander the Great?
圣经上在说这个王啊，像一只豹，他身上还有四个翅膀加给他。
He says the Bible states that he is like a leopard with four wings on its back.
那我们读历史都知道，亚历山大他就是在三十岁之前呐、啊，那速度很快，就很快的把欧亚非三州统治了。
We know that Alexander was very fast in conquering the Middle East and the good part of Europe.
那个有一个记录啊，在谈到他后来怎么打败这个大流士啊，就是波斯王啊。
So there was a historical record of how he defeated the king of Persia.
但其实当时的波斯王很多的阿兵哥。
The king of Persia at the time was very mighty with many soldiers.
其实他的阿兵哥不是那么多，但是他就故意把他的阿兵哥分两半呢，来跟对方打这样子。
Even though Alexander did not have so many soldiers, but he intentionally divided them into two groups to attack the enemy.
那怎么打赢的？事实上不是因为分两边这个政策打赢的，是怎么打赢的呢？
How did he gain victory? It wasn't because he divided his soldier into two groups.
他自己再带一组轻骑兵哈，很快的速度啊，一下就绕到大流士的桌前去了。
He led a group of soldiers, an attachment that quickly circumvented around the enemy.
这个波斯王一想，哎，怎么那么快你就打到我这里来？那个王一怕就往后退。阿兵哥没有王指导啊，那个啊，他们那场仗就打得不好了。
Now the king of Persia was quite taken aback by the speediness of Alexander's attack. So he decided to fall back, and as a result, he was defeated.
他的胜利在于他那个明快的动作，很快的那个 action.
So the key to Alexander's victory is in that he was very speedy.
今天很多事情啊，如果我们一直等到最后要再来做哈，你有没有想过，有时候 return 一个 email， 如果三个月之后再 return 哈？有时候连 email 都找不到了，那个做的东西就要加倍啊，那个 effort 要加倍。
Imagine if you had to respond to an email 3 months later, you will have a hard time even finding that email. So you had to exert considerably more effort when you delay.
那这个亚比该聪明的表现在哪里呢？
So where is the demonstration of Abigail's wisdom?
我们觉得她那个判断事情很精准啊。
We see that her judgment is quite on the dot.
我们来看25章的19节。
That's 3 verse 19.
25章19节。
Chapter 25 verse 19.
他对仆人说，你们前头走，我随着你们去。这事他却没有告诉丈夫拿巴。
She said to her servants, go on before me, see I'm coming after you. But she did not tell her husband Nabal.
什么叫聪明？聪明就是你知道 when to do what， 你知道什么事情时候来做什么事情。
What is the definition of wisdom? It's knowing when to do what.
她知道这个时候不能讲啊。
She knew that this wasn't the right time.
老公本来就是讨厌不喜欢把东西送给大卫的。
Because her husband loathed to give gift to David.
那我们再看25章的36节。
That's verse 36.
25章36节。
Verse 36.
亚比该到拿巴那里，见他在家里摆设宴席，如同王的宴席。拿巴快乐大醉，亚比该无论大小事都没有告诉他。等到次日早晨，他办完了也没有马上告诉他。
So after Abigail had finished her mission, she did not tell her husband immediately.
为什么办完了还不告诉，马上告诉他呢
？What's her reasoning？
因为他在醉啊，你跟他讲，哎，老公啊，我解决一个大事啊，他可能是喝醉酒啊。
Because Nabal was quite drunk, telling him wouldn't have served any purpose.
你跟他讲什么，他可能也听不懂啊。
He lost his consciousness.
所以直到隔天早上才跟老公讲啊。
So it wasn't until next morning before she told her husband.
我们觉得亚比该他这个精准的判断哈，当然对老公的判断。每个做太太的可能对先生相当了解了。
So Abigail's accurate judgment applies to her interaction with her husband, and this may apply to all the sisters as well.
但是这个故事我们觉得很奇妙，就是她不但对先生有一个清楚的判断，她对大卫有一个清楚的了解。
But what's astounding here in this story is that not only did Abigail have a very fair assessment of her husband, but she also understood David very well.
那二十八节啊，他在对大卫说话的时候，他说呢，啊，并且你平生的日子查不出什么过患来啊，那个他你是为主征战的，你查不出，所以他对大卫这个人的人品人格啊，有相当正确的判断。
In verse 28, Abigail had a very fair assessment of David, in that evil is not found in David throughout his days.
就是我觉得啊，真的不简单哦。你想想看，她大概是南方的妇人哦，这个北方的比较北的这个国家的政治人物啊，扫罗当时大卫应该也是跟随扫罗的哈、哦。一开始啊，两个又反目成仇的样子，你一般的老百姓到底怎么样判断谁对谁错呢？
This is quite praiseworthy for Abigail because she's a woman of the south.How could she possibly understand the political situation at the time when the king Saul was ready to arrest David? And who was she to make a judgment? Who was right? Who was wrong?
当初在选 Romney 跟 Obama, 我们谁可以判断谁的人品比较好？
For instance, a few years back, how can we make an assessment who's the better candidate, Romney or Obama?
这个是从神来的智慧 good understanding, 这从神来的判断他对大卫这个人有很清楚的了解。
So、this good understanding really came from God, and Abigail had a very deep insight in David.
我们中国话说、哦、家事国事天下事事事关心风声雨声读书声声声入耳、哦。我们有时候我们弟兄姐妹对、啊、周遭的事情、啊 啊，主耶稣也给我们一个很清澈的心呢，啊，可以看得清楚，也可以关心。
And Lord Jesus can also give us understanding on what is happening in our house, in our society, and what's happening around the world.
小弟觉得有时候要做正确的判断是不简单的。
And I feel that it's very difficult to make a fair judgment at times.
自己都要学习了。
We all have to learn.
感谢主，小弟第一次有机会到到雅典去。
And I thank God there was the first time that I was able to go to Athens.
我很兴奋呢。
I was very excited.
因为我可以走那个保罗走的路哈，觉得特别高兴这样。
I felt quite ecstatic because I could retrace the steps of Paul.
因为我们第一站是到帖撒罗尼迦。
Our first stop was in Thessalonica.
我们那边有信徒，我们在那边办圣餐。
We had some members there. We held the Holy Communion.
那保罗也到过帖撒罗尼迦哈。
Because Paul also went to Thessalonica.
我大概没有在很了解地理啦，所以我以为这个是死的城市。我以为现在应该没有这个地方了哈。本来以为啦。
I'm not a geographical buff. So previously, I thought Thessalonica was a dead city.
就是不在了，然后怎么还在呢
？And how can it still exist？
而且我去那边才发觉到，他们普朗斜省这个城市哈，也不叫 Thessalonica， 也不叫帖撒罗尼迦，他们的称呼叫做。Thessalonica.
And it was only when I got there that I found the correct pronunciation for this city is Thessalonica.
那我们办完圣餐本来是打算哈，从帖撒罗尼迦坐夜车啊，坐一个晚上到雅典，隔天就可以工作啊，可以在火车上睡觉，本来是这样打算的。
Originally, our plan was after the Holy Communion, we were going to take an overnight train ride, and then next day we'll arrive in Athens.
但你们知道希腊经济不好吗？
But you know, the economy in Greece is not so great.
火车晚上就罢开咯。
And so there was no train ride at night time.
那怎么办呢？
What do we do?
那个信徒啊，就是生活也不是特别的那个哈，我们就选择没有打扰他们了。我们就想说，我跟谢弟兄啊，我们就想说啊，不然我们就住在那个天堂街上人家旁边的五分钟的旅馆啊。
And this member was not very well to do, and we did not want to bother them, so we decided to lodge in a nearby hotel.
那七，我们就改早上七点的火车。那七点的火车，想说六点半这么近嘛，六点半 check out 就可以了。
And we decided to take the 7 o'clock train ride, and figure since it's so close to the train station, we'll check out at 6:30.
这个六点半要 check out 哈，要就好像一大堆人排队要 check out 啊。
At 6:30, a whole bunch of people lined up to check out.
啊，我们就很急啊，拖着行李啊，用跑的跑到那个车站。
We were quite hurried by the time we checked out, and we ran toward the train station.
啊，就一到车站，发现到说，哇，一大堆人排队要买票啊，我们那个排很长啊，我们再排到火车就来了。
And then we found there was a line, a very long line at the ticket booth.
我们知道说，那个我们在做判断哦，有时候没有经验，也不懂得怎么精准的判断。
So I discovered that when we are making a decision, because for the lack of experience, we may make the wrong decision.
可是我们看亚比该啊，他有 good understanding 啊，对人事啊很精准的判断。
Look at Abigail. She had a very good understanding and insight into human psyche.
我觉得亚比该另外一个 good understanding， 他美好的聪明表现在他对这个危机的处理态度是用很温柔的态度在处理。
Abigail's good understanding is also reflected in the way that she demonstrated herself as in a meek and gentle manner.
我们看二十五章的二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
二十五章二十三节。
Chapter 25, verse 23.
亚比该见大卫，便急忙下驴，在大卫面前俯伏于地叩拜。我们知道这个故事，知道他是用 soft approach， 一种很温柔的态度呢，把大卫的心融化了。
And just by this description, you can see that she used a very soft approach in order to melt the heart of David.
如果你仔细往下读哈，我们来读，我们再读二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
俯伏在地对啊，在大卫脚前说：“我主啊，愿这罪归我，求你容卑女向你进言，更求你听卑女的话。”他怎么称呼大卫的
？How did she address David?
称为我主呢
？She addressed him as my Lord.
怎么称呼自己的？
And how did she address herself?
我卑女呢
？Me servant.
请问哦，如果你仔细往下看哦，他称大卫我主称几次？称自己卑女称几次
And if you count how many times she addressed David as my Lord, and how many times she addressed herself as maid servant.
你仔细算啊。
If you count it carefully.
真的，她那个态度非常的谦卑呢，哦。
She's very meek in her approach.
我再请问一个问题：如果你把亚比该拿到《使徒行传》，圣经上会怎么称呼这样的妇人？
And imagine if you were to bring Abigail into the Book of Acts, how would the Bible describe her?
我想圣经可能会称呼尊贵的妇人。
I believe the Bible would call her a noble woman.
哎，她在南方是一个有钱有势的家庭，哎。
Because in her neighborhood, she was a very a well-to-do, wealthy person.
难道对付这些四百多个这些游民，这些流浪者，他自己没有本地的那种武力来对抗吗？
那 doesn't she have her own power or human resource to fight against 400 strong people?
但是实际上讲哦，柔和的舌头可以折断骨头啦。
But the Bible tells us that a soft tongue can break bone.
其实聪明的表现就是常常我们有一种温柔的态度。
So the display of wisdom is through our meekness.
我们看箴言的17:27.
Let's turn to Proverbs 17:27.
箴言的17:27.
Proverbs 17:27.
17:27.
17:27.
寡少言语的有知识，性情温良的有聪明。请读。
He who has knowledge spares his words.And a man of understanding is of a calm spirit.
Yeah, understanding. Man of understanding. 你如果真的聪明，有 good understanding 哦，我们常常会有一种温柔的态度了。
If a man is of understanding, then he will carry a calm spirit.
其实我们说亚比该的聪明不只是姐妹学，我们弟兄要学。耶稣说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你要护我的轭，学我的样式。”
Abigail's meekness is something that we have to imitate, just as the Lord Jesus said that he is meek and humble, and that we have to imitate him.
亚比该聪明的表现在哪里？
What else did she demonstrate her wisdom?
啊，我觉得啊，另外一个就是她勇敢的把这个困难承担下来，错误承担下来。
And the other part to her wisdom is that she quickly and courageously took ownership of this problem.
我们再回来看《撒母记上》25:24.
25:24.
请读。
So she fell at his feet and said, On me, my Lord, on me, let this iniquity be. And please let your maidservant speak in your ears and hear the words of your maidservant.
啊，第28节。求你饶恕背你的罪过。
And verse 28, please forgive the trespass of your maidservant.
我常常喜欢让学生来背这个24节。
I often encourage the students to memorize verse 24.
因为很好背，而且有 rhyme， 很好背。On me, my Lord, on me, let this iniquity be.
Because this is very easy to remember and has rhyme. On me, my Lord, on me, let this iniquity be.
我们要有这样的一个大度，一个智慧，遇到事情呢，不要推给别人呐，我们把它承担下来。
So we need to be accommodating and take ownership when there is a problem that arises.
你看大卫难道那么笨，笨到说这个责任不是他该负，是他老公的问题？难道他真的不知道吗
？Now is David really such a fool that he doesn't know the responsibility really lies with her husband instead of her？
可是这个姐妹通通担下来了，真的就把这个事情把它圆满化了，把它解决了。
Because this woman took responsibility for this entire issue, she took ownership of the problem.
所以实际上那个你看尼西米以斯拉他们都怎么祷告的？他们都说主啊，我们犯罪了。
So how did Nehemiah and Ezra both pray? They all prayed in the way that Lord, I have sinned.
We 其实是以色列百姓犯罪，但是他们说我们了，包括他们在内了。
He said, they all said we have sinned.Even though it's the Israelites who have offended God, but they included themselves.
我们这个去欧洲这一趟啊，有一次我们到西班牙，那个谢弟兄跟我在路上走路啊。
In our recent trip to Europe, Brother Shea and I were walking in Spain once.
这个因为在走路的走路啊，那就看到那个车子啊，欧洲车都比较小。那有的车子呢，前面被撞了，后面也被撞了，这样子。
And as we walked about the street, we noticed that some cars, the cars are generally smaller, compact size, and some cars are bumped in the front end as well as the back.
那谢弟兄就跟我说。
And so Brother Shay told me.
他说我们在德国，如果有人撞到别人的车哈，我们一定不会 hit and run， 一定不会跑掉的啦。
That if this happened in Germany, and then the driver would not hit and run.
我们一定会留下纸条哦，或者是等对方出来。
They will definitely the party at fault would definitely leave a note or just wait there for the other party to show up.
我就想到我们一个姐妹在 NYTS 也是做这样的事情。
And I remember a sister at NYTS also testified to the same incident.
菜市场 supermarket 也撞到后面的车了。
And at supermarket, she rear-ended someone
停车场哈，就是后面的车。
In the parking lot, she rear-ended some other vehicle.
她一直等到对方从那个市场出来。
So she kept waiting until the other vehicle's owner came out.
等不到了，她只好也是写这样子了，就是写自己的号码，想要把它放在人家车窗上面。
And that person didn't show up, so she left a note.
那结果她要放在车窗上面的时候，才发觉到。原来对方的主人一直坐在车上讲电话了。
And when she was about to place her note, she noticed that the driver was actually talking inside the car.
看到他来就叫他走了走了，没事了，你只是轻轻撞一下而已啦。
And so when he saw her coming, he just waved his hand and said, "Don't worry about it. It's a minor bump."
这个哦，勇于承担哦，你最后不会良心不安呢。
So if you're willing to take ownership.Then you will not have a guilty conscience.
有时候我们以前做错事情，我们到老了在想，哎呀，我当初如果不一样，不晓得有多好啊。
When we grow old, we may reminisce and reflect on the things that we regret doing, and think if we had done something differently, how nice it would be.
我听到另外一个弟兄在谈到，他有一次开车在社区里面呢。
Another brother testified while he was driving in his neighborhood.
他真的开很慢哦，大概25，因为15那个社区就是25啊。
He was driving very slowly, about 25 miles per hour.
那怎么突然一个小朋友跑出来啊
？But all of a sudden, a child ran across his vehicle.
他知道他一定刹不住了，一定会撞到，但他还是一样，就想办法把他刹住这样子。
Even though he knew that there was no way that he can stop in time, but he just tried his very hardest to slam on the brakes.
但是他还是听到咚一声啊，糟糕了，把小朋友撞到了，怎么办
？But still, he heard a bump, the noise of a bump.
正是不知道怎么办的时候啊。
And just when he didn't know what to do,
那个小朋友跳起来跑掉了。
That little boy jumped up and ran away.
啊，这个弟兄心里很不安呢。
And this brother was very uneasy inside.
他就。下车哦，挨家挨户敲门，这个小朋友到底是哪一家的
？So he got off his car and he started knocking on each door, trying to find out which boy this lived in.
后来真的被他找到了。
And later he indeed found this boy.
然后那他哥哥是高中生啊，他比较懂事，他说：“哦，你撞了我弟弟，那我要叫警察。”
And the older brother is a high schooler. He knows the law, so he said, "Since you bumped my younger brother, I'm going to call the police."
警察真的来，而且给他们隔开问话了。
And police came, and then they interrogated both parties separately.
感谢主，后来没有什么事啊。
But thank God, later nothing happened.
我觉得这个是勇于承担的精神，这个到老哦，你都不会有个疙瘩说啊，当初我不晓得有没有伤害到一个小朋友。
I feel that this is the right spirit, being brave and willing to.Assume responsibility.
这是极大的 good understanding, 极大的智慧。
And this takes a great understanding.
我们发现到亚比该他最大的智慧，小弟觉得就是你仔细看这个25章，他跟大卫的对话，他都以神为中心在讲这个危机的事情。
The greatest understanding of Abigail is that through her conversation with David, you notice the center of the focus is God.
他整个那个 conversation 都是耶和华，中文讲耶和华，耶和华怎么样？耶和华怎么样？哦，真的是，他真的是用我们现在的话来讲哦，你用圣经的精神在处理人世间的事情了。
So put it another way, she was using biblical principles in taking care of worldly affairs.
我们来看箴言的九章第十节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 9, verse 10.
箴言九章第十节。
Proverbs 9, verse 10.
箴言九章第十节。
Proverbs 9, verse 10.
敬畏主是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以今天我们的智慧就表现，其实我们真的有神的话充满在我们的心了，因为神本身就是智慧的源头。
Our wisdom is reflected in that when the Word of God, who is the origin of all wisdom, is stored within our heart.
有时候我看到我们教会的同龄哦，好像有的人没有读过书哦。可是你看到对人对事哦，很有神的智慧啊。
Some people in our church may not have been well educated, but in their taking care of worldly matters and dealing with other people, they are filled with great wisdom.
因为神的精神、神的话、神的敬畏充满在他们的心中。
Because the fear of God and God's wisdom, knowledge are filled within that individual.
我们以上来学到亚比该的聪明哈。
So this lesson we learned about the understanding of Abigail.
啊，她懂得计划。
How she knew how to plan.
有明快的动作。
She had quick actions.
有精准的判断。
And had very accurate assessment.
有温柔的态度。
Meek attitude.
有勇于承担的精神。
And the brave attitude to assume responsibility.
更重要的是她心中有神的话，有神的温柔，有神的态度。
But more importantly, she has the fear of God, the word of God, and God's meekness.
那这个Good understanding, 这个美好的聪明到底给他本身跟别人蒙到什么恩典呢?
So her good understanding, what kind of benefit did it bring to her as well as others?
我们来看撒母耳记上25章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel 25.
我们看到她阻止大卫犯罪。
We see that she was instrumental in preventing David and shedding a bloodshed.
我们来读33章。25章33节。
325 verse 33.
请你读。25章33节，你和你的见识也当称赞，因为今日你拦阻我亲手报仇，流人的血。
Blessed is your advice, and blessed are you, because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand.
所以他的聪明阻止大卫流人的血。
So her good understanding prevented David from bloodshed.
我们来读31节。
Let's read verse 31.
他用什么方法来阻止他呢?
In what way did she prevent David?
主现在若不亲手报仇，流无辜人的血，到了主照着所应许你的话赐福于你，立你做以色列的王，那时我主必不至心里不安，觉得良心有亏。请读。
That this will be no grief to you, nor offense of heart to my Lord.Either that you have shed blood without cause, or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when the Lord has dealt well with my Lord, then remember your maidservant.
那跟大卫讲哦，其实你将来会做王啦。你如果今天真的杀人哦，你将来想一想，你会觉得这是不必要的啦，你良心会不安的啦。那么多无辜的人都死在你手下，这怎么好呢
？So Abigail counseled David, saying that in the future you're going to be a king. How can you let this bloodshed, to mess with your guilty conscience.
真的呢，有时候我们到年纪大，对这句话很有体会啦。
So when we are older, we can really, this statement really applies to us.
不晓得你觉不觉得是这样？小弟觉得哦，那个犹大，雅各的第四儿子啊，当兄弟都要把约瑟卖掉的时候，他实在是没有办法了，最后只有提出唯一的方法，就是啊，不然不要杀了，不然卖他好不好？这样子了。
When the 12 brothers of Jacob were the 10 brothers of Jacob were ready to sell Joseph, we see the fourth brother Judah come up with a compromise, saying that let's not kill him. Why don't we sell him instead?
So 有时候真的聪明啊，你可以阻止人家犯更严重的罪了。
So when we have good understanding, we can prevent other people from committing serious crimes.
或者是让人家不犯罪。
Or prevent other people from carrying out offenses.
有一次小弟到国外去的时候
Once I went abroad.
到一个国家，我也觉得那个家里的太太啊，那个姐妹也蛮聪明的。
The sister of that family is also of good understanding.
因为那段时间她老公赌博输了很多钱。
During that period of time, her husband had gambled and gambled away a lot of their money.
她不晓得怎么样帮助她老公戒掉这个坏习惯。
She didn't know what to do in order to help him kick the habit.
那我们刚好到那个国家，她就跟老公讲说：“哎，老公啊，反正你现在没有工作哈、哦、那个传道人到这个新国家哈、哦，要不然你陪他们呐、啊，跟他们一起煮饭呐、啊、吃饭呐、陪他们生活好不好？这样子。”
So she, since her husband wasn't working, she suggested to him that why don't you accompany the pastor and just take them around and just to spend the days with him.
哎，感谢主嘞，因为她老公可能在家里捅了这么大的纰漏哈，输了这么多钱哈，那也不好意思啊，所以就听太太的话，就跟我们生活一起生活。
And thank God because maybe because he had just lost so much money, so he humbly listened to his wife and spent the days with us.
那很奇妙啊。
Miraculous.
因为我们开讲习会啊。
Because we were holding seminars.
他除了帮我们煮饭之外，就是参加讲习会。
Other than cooking for us, he attended the seminars.
真的后来神开他的心呢。
And later, God indeed opened up his inner heart.
最后一天他得圣灵了。
And in the last day, he received the Holy Spirit.
哇，得圣灵他就有力量啊，就有力量把那个不好的东西把它戒掉。
Once he received the Holy Spirit, he had the power to do away with the gambling habit.
所以这个美好的聪明啊，这个姐妹的聪明也使先生蒙恩啊。
So we see a wife's good understanding can bring favor to the husband.
当然不只是阻止大卫犯罪，甚至阻止大卫杀人哈。
She not only prevented David from sinning, but also prevented him from
murdering. 今天我们很聪明啊，真的可以让人家犯更大的罪。
So today, if we have good understanding, we can help prevent other people from committing greater sins.
蒙恩啊，也让自己蒙恩啊。
This favor can also come to ourselves.
我们来看25章。
Let's read verse.Chapter 25, verse 33. And blessed is your advice, blessed are you, because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed, from avenging myself with my own hand.
这里说你跟你的见识当称赞 blessed, 当祝福，或者是那个字也可以换成 praise. 你知道这个亚比该到最后被大卫称赞了。
We see that in the end, David praised Abigail.
我们知道所有的身上的称赞啊，大部分都是归给神的。
We know that most praises in the Bible all belong to God.
少部分的称赞归给人啊。
And a small portion of it is attributed to people.
这里就是大卫把这个称赞归给亚比该跟他的见识。
This is one of the rare examples in which David gave praise to Abigail and her understanding.
那另外一个就是犹大，犹大他的爸爸祝福他说犹大，你应当被称赞，你的兄弟也要赞美你，称赞你。
And the other is Judah, because the father praised him, saying that you are deserving of praise.
啊，可这两个人有一个共同的特色，就是他们都阻止别人杀人呢。
And there's a commonality between Judah and Abigail because both of them prevented people from bloodshed.
啊，今天呢，如果我们有神来的聪明哦，我们得到主耶稣的称赞。
Today, if we have this good understanding from God, we will also gain favor from Jesus Christ.
耶稣说有五个、十个童女、五个聪明的、五愚笨的，那个五个聪明的也是被主耶稣称赞呢。
Lord Jesus made a parable that there are five wise maidservants and five foolish ones. The five wise ones were also praiseworthy.
我们都盼望啊，我们有美好的聪明，将来主耶稣可以说我们是又忠心又良善的仆人。
We all wish that one day we will receive praise from our Lord Jesus that we are a wise and faithful servants.
这个 favor, 这个蒙恩，他亚比该一个蒙恩就是他最后啊得到一个大卫妻的名分。
One of the favor that came upon Abigail herself is that later she became the wife of David.
因为后来他先生神把他击打死掉了。
Because later on her husband was struck dead by God.
我们来读40节到43节。
Let's first read verse 40 to 43.
25章40节到43节。
25 verse 40 to 43.
大卫的仆人到了加密，见亚比该，对他说，大卫打发我们来见你，想要娶你为妻。41。亚比该就起来俯伏在地说，我情愿做婢女，洗我主人的脚。42。亚比该立刻起身骑上驴，带着五个使女跟着大卫的使者去了，就做了大卫的妻。我想他这一辈子最大的一个恩惠啊，就是能够作为大卫的妻。
The greatest favor Abigail gained in her lifetime is that she became the wife of David.
今天呢、我们如果跟亚比该一样懂得迎接主耶稣啦。
And today, if we can learn from the example of Abigail and know how to receive Jesus Christ,
在某些层面，大卫可以代表主耶稣，预表主耶稣。
On certain levels, David is symbolic of Jesus Christ.
如果我们懂得跟亚比该一样迎接主啊，我们也可以做主耶稣的心腹啊。
And if we know and learn from the example of Abigail in receiving David, then we can also become the bride of God, of Jesus Christ.
你看哦，我们到处去传福音了哦。
When we preach the gospel everywhere,
有的人呢、啊，他只能够把握机会来迎接主耶稣来听福音呢。
Some people will seize the opportunity to listen to the truth.
那有的人就会拒绝这样的一个道理。
And other people will decline and reject.
那如果真的懂得来迎接主、来接受主的哦，那到最后真的会被主耶稣迎娶了。
For those who are willing to receive, will one day be welcome into Lord Jesus' embrace.
小弟跟大家做过这个见证。
I have testified this before.
我们到Spain 吧 ，Spain 啊，一个地方叫 Abcede 哈。
We were in Abcede in Spain.
那里的主要是一个大家庭，几个兄弟姐妹在那里。
And there was a big family with a few brothers and sisters.
那这个大家庭他们也有一些人啊，帮助他们经营他们的家、他们的事业这样。
And so they had helpers to help them manage the family business.
那我们在他们家这个传福音的时候呢，有的就愿意来听有的就不一定啊。
While evangelizing in that family, some people were willing to listen, other people unwilling.
那对这些愿意听的、哦、真的懂得迎接主、哦、真的是神的恩惠就临到这些人身上。
For the people who were willing to receive the message, God's favor came upon them.
我记得就在祷告的时候啊。
And just during the prayer time.
我看到一个第一次来听的、哦、真的突然之间呢、祷告的就是很emotional 哈，就是很激动这样子啦。
One of the person who came during the prayer became very emotional.
还是掉眼泪。
He was in tears.
灵言呐，开始讲啊，后来很流利，很流利。
And spiritual tongue was rolling and became very fluent.
有时候我们看到人家得圣灵，有的人是温温的哈，好像下雨一两滴啊，也会讲灵言，但是没有多大的感受。
Some people when they receive the Holy Spirit is like just a few drops of rain, not too much.Not too much of it.
有的人啊，真的你看到那个被主耶稣的灵大大的充满了。
But other people will be moved by the mighty movement of Jesus Christ.
后来我们就问他说：“哎呀，你祷告怎么有什么体验呢？”哈。
So we later inquire, what did you experience?
他就说：“哇，他祷告的时候看到一个穿白衣的哈。
”He said in his prayer, he saw a person in white robe.
然后一直走向他这样子。
And who approached him?
他称那个穿白衣叫老陀儿，老陀儿这样子。
And he called the person in white robe an old man.
其实主耶稣三十岁被看成五十岁嘛。
Because the Lord Jesus, even though he was 30, but people mistook him for 50.
他说这个老头走向他的时候呢，他就觉得这个老头怎么那么爱他这样子啦。
He said when this old man walked toward him, he felt, how come he has so much love for me?
在灵里面他就这么感觉，这个人怎么这么爱我。
In the spirit, he could sense that this person in white loved him so much.
所以我们看到亚比该，她聪明到懂得迎接大卫。
Abigail was of such good understanding that she received David.
帮我们大家都能够把耶稣啊接到我们心里面来。
So may everyone learn from her example and welcome Jesus Christ into our heart.
这是最大的聪明。
This will be the greatest understanding.
这是最大的恩惠。
The greatest favor.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.